Uksiv Cheres. So what type of land was this? Rashi says, in Sefer Yeshua it says Serach, and in Sefer Shoftim it says Cheres. So what land did Yeshua get? Omer Rabbi Lezer, Betchila Peiroser Kecheres. At the beginning, the Peiros of that land were not so good. It was like a Cheres. Shmam says, they were dried out. They were bad. Mashenkin was safe. After it came into the hands of Yeshua, then Perisei Masrichim. Then the Peiros was so fat, was so good, that a moment when the Peiros are too fat, too much juice in it, it starts to smell to right away a little bit. So then the Peiros started to right away, because they were so good. Vika the army sons of the opposite way. Betchila Masrichim. At the beginning, before the Tchela came to Yeshua, the Peiros was so fat, it started to right away, it wasn't so good. Ulebsaif, but later when Yeshua took over this land, then Kecheres, then it wasn't too fat, it was just perfect. But Kecheres doesn't mean Mamas dried out completely. It was just perfect. That's called Kecheres. So that's how we know Yeshua, his division came from Hashem Mamash. Now Kolev, where's the pasuk about Kolev? Yesiv, the pasuk says, Vayitnu leKolev es Chevron, Keshadiba Moshe. It was given to Kolev Chevron, where Moshe said, V'yorish Misham Eshleima B'nai, V'yorish Misham the Yashin there, Eshleisha B'nai Yannick. So three giants, they're the Yashin of that land. So more is the question, Chevron, Ir Miklat Hevri. What do you mean to say came to Kolev? Chevron was from the Ir Miklat. So that's not part of the Yerusha. That was like Ir Miklat, that was from the Levian. Rashi said, the Siv Yeshua of the Leben Aaron, Hakanim, it was given to the Levian, to the Kahanim. So what do you mean to say? It came to Kolev. So the Kitzah, that's the raya that Hashem gave it to Kolev. So Rashbam says, because it says, Kasha Diba Moshe. Veichem Diba, where does it say? The Yitziv Eloi Etten Yisoret Asher Diba, Asher Derech Bo Levona, Bezui Chevron. So Kitzah, that goes back on Kodesh Baruch himself, is the one that said it. So, the question is, Chevron was the Ohr Miklat. So what do you mean to say, Kolev got up to Yerusha? So my answer is, Omrabaya Parvavia. It means he got the outskirts of it. That's what went to Kolev. And Rashbam says, Kforim v'sodesh, shesobav liir, chutzal migrash. The fields outside the city, the suburbs. Tehsil, the Pesach says, v'yesodeya ir, v'yeschatzreha, nitnu l'kolev ben yifun av yachuzosai. Mashma, the outskirts of Hebron, that was given to Kolev. So kids, what it means to say that Yeshua was given differently means it was given up by Hashem. By them, it was not given through the girl, it was given through Hashem directly. Now the Mishnah says, Echad HaBen, whether it's a son, the Echad HaBas, whether it's a daughter, the Nachla. They both have a Din Yerusha, they both could Yashin. And we'll explain what the Mishnah comes to tell us. Pshita, we had this before already, that if there's no son or daughter Yashins. Elo, the Mishnah says, Shaben Naito Pishnayim Benich Sayav. That the halacha, that if you're a Bechor, a boy, that's a Bechor, takes two portions in his father's Yerusha. Mashma, not from his mother, only from his father. Like it says clearly, V'yeinu Naito Pishnayim Benich Sayim. But in a case where a mother dies, and there's no husband, and she has children, so halacha is the children Yashina. So even though she has the Bechor, here by Nechziyem there's no halacha of a Bechor. The Bechor does not get anything special, does not get two portions, he gets like any other one. But as the Pasha of a Bechor, that a Bechor, the firstborn, gets two portions, that's only the Nechziyav. When the father dies, then a Bechor gets two portions. But in the case when the mother dies and the children Yashin, they Yashin equally, there's no Din Bechor.
Yeah.
Now, we have bonus the daughters nizonis. When the father dies, leftover daughters, and there were sons, so the sons yashin the nechosim. What about the daughters? They get no Yerusha. How do they live on? They're allowed to get fed. So the habonus nizonis, they're fed minich sayav. That's the locha, the boys, that yashin the father, they have to give their sisters money enough to live on. Mezoinus food to eat, that they get. Mezoinus they get minich soyav. But v'yein mezoinus minich soyav. In the case, let's say, where the mother died now. And the father died before. The mother died.
and the mother left over a boy and a girl, so lachar is the boy yashins the mother's nechasim. The girl yashins nothing. Does she get mezainis? No. The brother does not even have to give her food to eat from the nechsayim. After there's a new halacha in the Rabbanan, it's a Tanai Ksuba, that a brother has to give his sister food to live on, that's only with the Tanai Ksuba that's set upon the father's nechasim. But when the mother dies with the mother's nechasim, there's no such halacha.
When the mother dies, the son yashins everything, and he does not have to feed his sister. Now the Gemara says, What does the Mishnah mean? Echad haben v'echad habas l'nachla. That a son and a daughter both have a din yerusha. They're both yashim. What do you mean? Elaine, if you want to tell me di yarsa ki adodi, that they both yashim together equally. So Mar says it can't be. We learned before not like that. V'yotnan, we learned before in the Mishnah, ben kaidim labas. That if a father left over a boy and a girl, the boy yashims first. That avad of ben is kaidim labas. The ben comes first. And kol yoytzi reichoi shall ben kaidim labas, and all the yoytzi reichoi shall the ben is also before the bas. Yeah, whether that even let's say the son died, but if he has a son alive, so the grandchildren come first before the daughter. So how could our Mishnah say that a son and a daughter yashins equally? We had before the son yashins before the daughter. So what does our Mishnah mean? Some Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Hochi Kama. And this is what our Mishnah means to say. Echor HaBen, whether it's a son, the Echor HaBach, whether it's a daughter, Neutlin Barol Kuva Muchzik. That whenever the Yashin, when the Yashin their father, the Yashin thinks that the father is not a Muchzik in yet. Something that's coming to the father. In other words, we have by a Bechor, it's only a Lacha when the Bechor takes two portions of a father, it's only what the father owns mamish, what the father is muhsakin, not something coming to the father later. But that's only for Bechor. But a regular Yerusha with sons, or even a case where a daughter yashins, let's say there's no sons, only a daughter alive. So then the daughter yashins a father. Let's say when a father dies, he has a certain amount of money, but a lot of people still owe him money. That money that will be paid back later, also she yashins. That's called roh, what's fitting to come to the father, is also within Yerusha, as if the muhsik, as if the father has it right now. Maybe that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Gemara says, no, Hanamatini, we learned this already. We learned this chiddush by the B'nai Slavchot, because it says before, by B'nai Slavchot, they came to time with Moshe, that our father died, there's no sons left over, so we want to get a Yerusha. So what happened was, by the B'nai Slavchot, it says there, not lo shnoi shechalokim. They took three portions because of their father and grandfather. But nachlas chelik aviyim. Because of the chelik of Menashe, they took three different portions. Well, what's going on here? Shehoyim miyotza mitrayim. Because their father, Slavchot, was a yotza mitrayim. So he had a right to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, even though he didn't get it yet. V'chelko imachov b'nechzei chefer. The same thing, the grandfather chefer was also somebody that left Mitzrayim. So he also had a right to get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. And they didn't come into Eretz Yisrael yet. So, b'nei Slavchot, these daughters, the yashined from their father and from the grandfather, nechosim that they didn't themselves receive yet. It's only roh, it was fitting to come to Tzlovchot. So you see clearly a daughter yashin something that's only fitting to come to a father later on. So what? But whenever it's fitting to come at that time, the daughter yashins it. So that can't be the chiddush of our Mishnah. We learned that already before from the parasha of Nes Tzlovchot. The Yoid, my Ella, and also even that would be the pshat. What does the Mishnah add on then? Ela Sheben Lato Fishnayim V'Nichseyav. Who's talking about a Bechor? If you tell them in our Chiddush about Roh Kuv Muchzik, what does the guy do? The Mishnah saying, Ela, but you should know, a Ben takes two portions. What does one guy do with the other? So that can't be the Pshat in our Mishnah. Ela, rather, Amar Papa Papa says, Hochi Koma. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Maybe the Mishnah means like this. Echad HaBen, whether it's a son, the Echad HaBas, whether it's a daughter. Halacha is, Neitlin Chelek the Bechera. they take a chelik in the bechira. Maybe that's what our Mishnah means to say. Whether it's a ben or whether it's a daughter, neitlan chelik bechira. They could take a chelik of bechira. How do they get a chelik of bechira? That's like bnei slavchot, in a case where the father was a bechor, and the father died, and the father had no sons, only daughters. So the daughters, when they yashin their father, they'll get two portions from the grandfather's nechasim. They'll take over the father's chelik of bechira. So the Gemara says, if that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, no. Hanami Tanina, we learned that already. V'shoyi b'chor nertu shnei chalakim. Then in the case of there was a b'chor, they take two chalakim. So we learned this then already. That was said by the Meis Klavchur also, that a daughter also had the same halacha. The case, the father was the b'chor, right? So the father has the right to yashin his father, he takes two portions. So if the father dies first and he has daughters, the daughters yashin their father. Now when the grandfather dies, these daughters take two portions and the grandfather's nechasim. So we learned this already. So what do you need our Mishnah for? Again, the same question. My Ella. If that's pshat in the beginning of the Mishnah, so what does the Mishnah then say? Ella shad ben noita pishnaim v'nechsiyav. What does it got to do with two chalakim here? What's going on here? Ella rather pshat like this in the Mishnah maybe. Ella amar Ravashi. Hochi kama. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Echad ben habonim. Whether you have a son between other sons. In other words, whether a father left over four sons. V'yechad bas ben habonis. Let's say a father only left over girls. He only left over three or four girls. See? So in such a case, im oma yirish kol nichsei devar kayom. Let's say the father says to one of the sons, I want him to yashin all my property. Or else he says to one of the daughters, I want you to yashin all my properties, lochris dvor kayamim. That's what the Mishnah means. Echora ben v'yechora bas panachla means that if a father says he wants to give away everything to one son or to one daughter in a case when they are supposed to be a bar Yerusha, when they are sons, or else when they are only daughters, so dvor kayamim. And if so, who does our Mishnah go like? Because really this is we'll see as a machlekes later. Come on, who's our Mishnah go like? Then Rabbi Yechon and Bruka. I tell you, our Mishnah comes out good according to Rabbi Yechon and Bruka. He says the Shita. So we ask the question, no, what do we need our Mishnah for? Hokotonu l'kamon. There's a Gemara Mishnah we'll have later on. We'll have this same halacha. Rabbi Yechon and Bruka will say this later on. And that Kuf Lamed. That it says there, Rabbi Yechon and Bruka Aimer. Im Om or Ami, Shiroi L'Yorshoi. The word of Kayomim. If a father says upon somebody that's supposed to yashin something, in other words, where he has a few sons, now, so if the father dies, they all yashin equally. If a father says before he dies, I want one of them to yashin everything, dvar of kayamim, father has a right to do that. What about, ami she'ena ror liyashay, ain't dvar of kayamim? Let's say he said it upon somebody that's not supposed to yashin, the moshel. Let's say a father now has two boys and one girl. So the way it is right now, if the father would die now, the boys would yashin and not the girl. So if the father would say now, when he's still alive, I want my daughter to yashin everything, ain't dvarav klum, it means nothing. As far as we'll see later on, since he says the b'taras Yerusha, not b'taras matana, is that not saying anything. Since this daughter does not have a right to yashin anything, she's not a bai Yerusha because she has brothers. Therefore, when the father says, I want this daughter to yashin everything, is leyama klum, as if he said nothing. So that's Allah later, like Rabbi Yochanan Ruka says this later. So that's not pshat our Mishnah over here. Yeah. For the Gemara, the Chitayim, maybe you'll tell me, because Stam long Rabbi Yochanan Ruka, maybe our Mishnah means to make it into a Stam Mishnah. Like later in the Mishnah there, it's a Machlikis. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka and the other man, the Yoma. So maybe there it's the Machlekes. What the Tana wants to do over here is to make it into a Stam. And then the Klal is, Stam, Yach, Kach, Machlekes, see. It should be like, first it's a Stam mission here, and then later in the Kuf Lamed it's a Machlekes. And then the Klal will always be, the Stam. If it's a Stam mission here, it doesn't say any Machlekes. Yach, Kach, Machlekes. And later on, the Mishnah brings it down with a Machlekes. Halacha is, Ein Halacha Kestam. It means to say we do not pass like our Mishnah. Maybe that's what our Mishnah means to say. That's the question. Is, again,
what do we need our Mishnah together for? Manashach, to say we pass like Rav Yochanan Baruch Hu won't be, because this is a stand Echach Machlokes, and we pass like later anyway. So what do you want to say? We put the Mishnah stand here to teach us we pass like Rav Yochanan Baruch Hu. It's not true. From our Mishnah, we'll not prove anything, because our Mishnah will remain a stam. So we don't pass like our Mishnah. So again, for what purpose do we need our Mishnah?
V'yoid, again, right to the same question, the same famous Asher. V'yoid, ma yelo? What does our Mishnah mean to say yelo? What does it got to do with a haben, shaben, night of Pishnayim? So it works like this. Elo amamar bar Ravashi. Hochi koma. This is what our Mishnah means to say. Echor haben, whether it's a ben, v'yechor habas, whether it's a daughter. Shovim b'nichseyim, u'v'nichseyav, that they both yashin either from the mother or the father. In other words, enechanami, if there are sons alive, avada the son the yashin. For in a case where there are no sons, there's only daughters, so you know a daughter yashins whether her father dies, or whether her mother dies, also a daughter has the same din Yerusha. Ella, what's the difference though, between if you yashin from a mother, or you yashin from a father? That's what the Mishnah means to tell us the difference. Elo shaben loyto pishnei benichseyav. There's such a halacha when a father dies, that when a father dies, there's such a halacha that a son takes two. But the ain loyto pishnei benichseyav. That's what the Mishnah means to tell us.
It means to tell us chalukim between Yerushas that you get from a mother or from a father. When a father dies, halacha is, if there's a son left over, if he's a b'chor, he gets two chalukim. If there are no sons, only girls, the girls yashin. The same thing with the mother. When a mother dies and there's no father and there's no husband, send the sons yashin. If there are sons, you should know the sons yashin equally, no din b'chor. If there are no boys, only girls, the lachur is the girls yashin.
That's what our Mishnah means to tell us. That's Shana Mishnah. Yeah. Tan Rabbanim, word like this. The Pasuk says, losos loy pishnayim. Adinu b'chor, we give a b'chor two portions. So pishnayim kiyechad, you give him two portions like one. At the wayma pishnayim kiyechad, give him two portions like one. Or ena, maybe not like that. Ela pishnayim b'chol anachosim, you give him two portions in all the nachosim. And really, the dinner really it's as far like that. In other words, the shaila is: does he get mamish half of all the property b'chor, or does it mean no? Like let's say there are four brothers. So what we do is, we divide up the property in five portions, and the Bechor gets two, and the other one gets one portion. But the other side is no. A Bechor Mamish gets half of everybody's chelik. The Mamish gets half of all the property, and the other half is divided up equally. That's the Shaila. What does the Pasuk mean that a Bechor gets Pishnayim? Alright, turn over. The shine over here.